Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Tuesday, April 21st, and today somebody's unmuted, and so if you could press star 1 to mute, that would be great. Okay. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are studying page 34, the first paragraph, which begins with, as we look back, reading through one paragraph ending with most of them within a few weeks. Today's readers are Susan G. for the 12 steps, Luann C. for the 12 traditions. Chanel T. will read and comment on our reading today. And Ann S.C.H. will read page 164. And I think I have that right. Yeah, Chanel T. reading, I'm sorry, Dana P. will read page 164, and Ann S.C.H. is available for backup. We also have Larry G. who will greet our newcomers, and Robin P. will close us out with some announcements. Thank you, everybody, for your service. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 23405. That's 23405. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 23407. That's 23407. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Susan G. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. Susan G. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me give service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Susan G. And I will now ask Luann C. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. I'm Luann C., just grateful to be recovered today in Boise, Idaho. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve today. I pass.
Thank you so much, Lucy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 34, the first paragraph, which begins with, as we left back, look back, and I will now ask Chanel T. to please begin reading for us.
Thank you. Thank you for your trusted, reliable service, Elaine. I so appreciate you and everyone on the line. Hi, I am Chanel. I'm a grateful compulsive eater living in a state of recovery purely by the grace of God today. I'm here in Washington State. Page 34, top. As we look back, we feel we had gone on drinking many years beyond the point where we could quit on our own. Sorry, let's read it correctly. As we look back, we feel we had gone on drinking many years beyond the point where we could quit on our willpower. If anyone questions whether he has entered this dangerous area, let him try leaving liquor alone for 1 year. If he is a real alcoholic and very far advanced, there is scant chance of success. In the early days of our drinking, we occasionally remained sober for a year or more, becoming serious drinkers again later. Though you may be able to stop for a considerable period, you may yet be a potential alcoholic. We think few to whom this book will appeal can stay dry anything like a year. Some will be drunk the day after making their resolutions, most of them within a few weeks. Stark raving abstinent, we hear that. We also hear something I like to say, which diet equals die with a T. Do I want to be stark raving abstinent? I'm going to tell you right now, I did not try to be. I would put down certain things of my own willpower, but I was never even willing to put down everything. And I was stark raving mad even when I just put down some things. I never put down sugar, though, not all the way. I was always doing some substitute for it if I tried to put it down. What's my point, though? Even if I had, and what's the point, more importantly, that he's talking about here? We just talked about the man of 30, and that showed how there's a progressive nature to this disease, even though he hadn't touched this stuff in all those years. Once he did, he died within 4 years from alcoholism. This is a killer of a disease, too. It will kill me just slowly and torturously. It will kill me, though, if I go back. That's why I don't ever want to go back. If I could just know what I'm allergic to. Okay, can't eat sugar, can't eat sweeteners of any kind, added sugars, can't drink juice, can't eat flour. These are mine. I'm not saying they're yours, etc. If I could just put those down and leave them down, I would not need a 12-step program. I would just have the allergy of the body. But I have the obsession of the mind, the twist of the mind, whatever you want to call it, that part of the disease that tells me that I don't have the disease, and it tells me in my own voice. It tells me in things I read. It tells me in things I sometimes hear on meetings. Oh, I work a food plan. Great. If I could just work a food plan, I would not need a 12-step program. I would not need this book. But I can't do that for any length of time. I was never able to be abstinent a single day, fully, entirely abstinent. You may have been. How fun was it, though? How fun was it for you? How fun was it for the people around you? I am no fun on a diet. I might have been fun when I was binging. I'm not so sure, because I was jonesing if I wasn't binging. But anytime I was restricting anything, which I did a lot of, no fun at all. My life wasn't fun, and people didn't like me very much. I wasn't reliable. What this is talking about here is that even if I were able to stop for a considerable period, I'm going to eventually pick up again. Why would I want that? I want freedom today, and I have freedom today. I put down everything by the grace and mercy of my higher power, worked the steps, and continue to work them every day. It's very simple, not necessarily easy, but very simple to work this program just exactly the way it's laid out in this book and the way we talk about it on this meeting. Thank God for both. So I'm choosing to do that today because I do have choice over that. I don't have choice over being an addict with food and food behaviors, but I have a choice to work and do the things that I can, which is work the steps with God's help, and then my higher power, I call God, you call whatever you want, right? We get to do that too. Does all the rest of it. Does all the actual heavy lifting. I get something way beyond abstinence. I get recovery where I am not called to those foods and food behaviors, including exercising to the point where I hurt myself on a regular basis. I get to enjoy life in a different way than I ever have. Is it perfect?
That's a reminder.
My life is not perfect. Thank you. But guess what? I wouldn't trade the worst day now for the best days I had before. I'm so grateful for this. Thank you so much. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Chanel T. Thanks for getting us kicked off here. That's so great. Okay. So, although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience, too. So, if you'd like to comment on page 34, the first paragraph, please give me your name.
Elaine F.
Elaine F. Who would like to share after Elaine?
Lori T., California.
Was that Lori P. or Lori T.?
That T is in tango.
Thank you. Yes, and thanks for letting us know where you're calling from, too. Who's after Lori? Well, let's go ahead with Elaine F. and Lori T., and then we'll take another lineup. Please share with us, Elaine.
I'll pitch in. Sorry.
Oh, who was that?
Hi, yes, Gunit, G-U-N-I-T, Gunit B from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, Gunit B, thank you.
Thank you.
Please share with us, Elaine.
Oh, Sarah N from California.
Sarah M, I gotcha. Okay, we'll
N
keep going.
As in
anybody... Oh, Sarah N, okay. Thank you so much. And anybody else? Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Elaine F., please share with us.
Hi, this is Elaine S. from New York. So happy to be here with everybody. Recovered compulsive overeater one day at a time by the grace of God. And when I read this, what I feel is, you know, looking at my life as a compulsive eater from a very early age, even when I had a normal-sized body, which was for quite a few years, I would be maybe a little overweight, but I knew I had a problem with food. There was something, it did something for me that it didn't do for others. And I did try to, I did control it. I controlled it. Years exercising, not over-exercising, but exercising, but the disease grew. And I am so grateful that I have this disease. That's the bottom line, because if I didn't have this disease, I would not have this relationship that I have with God today. I would not have this consistent joy, not occasional joyous moments, but this consistent comes back into my heart every morning through my prayer and meditation, through speaking to my fellows, through attending this meeting and other meetings, through an in-person meeting that we just started in Washington Heights in New York City just 2 weeks ago, and we're meeting again tonight, or today at 1. And I'm just full of gratitude for the loving direction that I have from God. And this is a gift. It doesn't seem like it, but it really is a gift. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elena. Okay, Lori P. in California, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Janice B.
Oh, thank you, moderator, and thank you for all your service. Good morning, everyone. My name's Lori T.,
I'm not sure if it's just me, but sometimes I'm hearing it just goes out. Lori, are you there? Lori T? Star one,
sorry, I was
you?
Not. Yeah, I just unmuted.
Okay.
I thought I was.
We'll start over again, okay?
Anyways, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being of service, a moderator, and all who run this meeting. You know, sometimes for me, with my relapse history, I would make a firm resolution, and within 2 hours, I'd be eating again. So this is a disease, and it's not my fault, and I don't need to beat myself up over something I can't control. I feel I've had a miracle happen in yesterday. Something very significant happened for me. I think for the first time, I know for the first time, I was actually able to concede to my innermost self that I really am and have a problem, am allergic to food. And I knew my bulimia was already a problem, but I didn't realize the rest. So when I'm working with my sponsor and Bill Story, and we're talking about just how the thinking and the acting is the same like ours during that period of time. But my problem with the big book is that I've been in AA for almost 40 years. So when I read the big book, if we don't convert the word from alcohol to food or donuts or whatever, my mind goes right back to my alcoholism disease. And so it's been very helpful to convert the word for me. But also, when he was asking me what he thought, what my experience would have been according to Bill's, how similar or dissimilar it was, I first said, "Yeah, I don't relate. I did this with alcohol, but I can't really relate to food." And then we got off the phone from our normal meeting time, and about a half hour later, I just started pondering, like, wait, how can I not relate to this at all? We're talking about food here, my life, my bulimia, my binging, how I isolated from people, how I wasn't present. And all these things came up about how I used to be, how it was hard to make a decision, how I would, not be able to be fully present with my child, the most important person in the world, and my husband for so many years. And I got really sad and had a good cry. So I'm finally beginning to realize, you know, admit to my innermost self that, yes, I am like this too. I'm like this with alcohol, but more importantly right now, I am like this and have been with food. Today's day three for me, and God is definitely working through me. So I just wanted to pass that along. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lori T. We're cheering you on. So glad you're here. So glad you're sharing.
You can excuse me.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. We are, good question. We're on page 34, and we're reading the reading and commenting on the first paragraph, which starts with, as we look back, and ends with, most of them within a few weeks.
Thank you so,
so
much.
You're very welcome. Denise B., please share with us, and Sarah N. will follow you. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing your name right. I think it's Denise B. in California. Okay, I'll try to come back again, not hearing from her. Sarah N., would you please share with us?
Hi, this is Sarah N. from Sacramento, California, compulsive overeater. I very seldom have shared on this meeting, but my heart was pounding in the reading and the sharing that took place. So, and then there was a gap. So I felt that my higher power spirit was telling me to share. I definitely relate to all of this. I felt that when I first came to OA 20 years ago, I definitely felt that I had been eating many years beyond the point where I could quit on my own willpower. And yet in the 20 years that I've been in OA and not working a big book program per se, although my first sponsor did bring me through the steps in the big book, I had, and long before coming here, I left my dangerous foods alone for a year or months or whatever it is. I mean, there was a period where, although whether I was really leaving all the allergy of the body behind is an open question. There were years where all I ate was hamburger, lettuce, and mayonnaise because that kept me thin. And I was definitely very crabby and very hard to be around during that time. And then it stopped working and it started making me sick. In recovery, I've been maintaining a 90-pound weight loss for close to 20 years. And I came into the Visions meeting a few months ago lurking, and then over a month ago got a sponsor and started doing everything that she told me to do. And it's been such a relief now. It's just like I didn't think I was in a diet and calories club for that whole time. I have a very close walk with spirit, but what I was still staying in my self-will and trying to stop for a considerable period, like it says in here, and just not being aware of the mental part of the addiction, the degree to which it was still running the show and getting me to eat a real lot of something that was on my plan of eating. And I was eating it like alcoholics drink. It would happen periodically, and then there would be resolutions, and then I wouldn't do it. And because I was maintaining the weight, and because I was only doing it with things that were, I thought, were on my plan of eating, I rationalized it and thought it couldn't possibly be better. But this past month has been, and it's only a month, so we'll see. But this past month has just been a freedom and a neutrality with food that I don't remember having in my entire life, and just a sweetness, and a sweet walk with spirit, really close walk with my spirit, which I have needed in all kinds of ways. It's been a very stressful period of my career, very lovely and amazing part of my career, but to be able to have it, to be able to have that closeness with spirit at the same time has been just like really amazing. So I'll keep coming back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sarah M. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this name right, but Janice B. in California? Or Gwenny?
Yes, thank you so much. Can you hear me now?
You sound great. Please share with us.
Oh, great. Thank you. Apologies. I was double muted there. Good morning, all. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everybody. Congratulations to the person on the day three. And Gunit, it's actually G-U-N-I-T from Los Angeles, California. It's such a gift. It's a miracle to have been in recovery for years. And to hear these pages again, it is so necessary because I could forget what the nightmare monster I was like the second I start even the lick of my alcoholic food. Forget the bite, but the lick. And in my experience, it just takes me back to, I needed to be practicing abstinence to see the awareness that, oh, when somebody said, okay, well, try it. See if you can have one or two and then leave it. And now I think back and how I couldn't. I wanted more. And it was truly through the miracle of higher power that just said, stop and get up and leave this meal. And there's so many different facets of fear with that go with it. Not just wanting it my way and wanting more, but also like the ideas of, oh, this is like a gift, or, I want to be able to get this freebie thing from work and how I can manipulate the situation and feeling that loss or the feeling of I'm letting myself like down or not get my peace or something, not even about the food, but just that feeling of becoming whole for myself. And I realized that it's my higher power that needs to fill the hole. And I mean, I'm on my way to a conference and it's the first time I'm part of this in service at work. It's still a very new experience for me with this company. And, I have my boring food with me. And part of me was like, I wonder what they have, if it's abstinence, can I have it or not? And, the ping pong ball of the mind that just plays back and forth and back and forth. And I just thought, get on a meeting, be present, because I could not stop myself from just having the boring food and just committing to have a boring food or something like that. It's always been higher power. There have been times when I've been part of life to say, okay, this is abstinent. It's about living. Have this, it's not about the diet and calories club, thank God. But either way, I need and want my higher power to be in charge of that instead of me. And I think that's the biggest freedom I needed to be reminded of as I continue to just be here and now. And thank you so much for letting me be reminded of it.
And thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. Okay, though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 34, the first paragraph, which begins with, as we look back, and ends with, most of them within a few weeks, we would love to hear from you. Let's take a lineup. Star one to unmute.
Hattie from New Jersey.
Madeline.
Hattie?
Patty with a C?
Oh, Teddy, yes.
Madeline.
And I heard Madeline. What was it? I'm sorry, I spoke over you for your initial.
Madeline H., and I'm from New York.
Thank you, Madeline H. Who else would like to share? Well, let's take a jump from New York to New
Annie.
Jersey. Teddy. Oh, who was that?
Annie from L.A.
Annie from
Thank
L.A.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my name is Teddy from New Jersey. Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound great.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure. All right, well, I tried to do this outside of OA, went on diets, and you know, I lost the weight. I was at my healthy body weight. And you know what? This guy said to me, Ted, aren't you happy you lost all that weight? And I was not happy, no. I came into OA really just wanting to lose weight, but I was miserable before OA, being at a healthy body weight. And, you know, I'm definitely powerless over food. And I need you guys to stay sober. So the only thing that's ever worked for me is OA. And I actually really struggled a lot. I would relapse for like 2-3 years in a row every day and just keep going to the meetings too. And eventually I knew deep down in my heart I was going to get this. God was going to give me victory over this. And he did. And so to maintain this, I have to go to my meetings. I have to pray, meditate. Have a relationship with God. So, and I believe that I'm going to have this a day at a time for the rest of my life, this compulsive eating, binging, unless scientists come up with a medicine that the Bill W. was talking about. But I would love that, just sticking a pill and that's it. But anyhow, I'll wrap up by saying you know, this is definitely a lot of work, but it's so worth it. You know, the peace, the healthy body weight, the less on your joints, you know, you just feel better overall. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Teddy. Okay, Madeline H., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Anne in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Madeline H. from New York. I'm relatively new to a vision from you since September. And and I have to say the shares on these meetings are absolutely so on point and so honest. The other day I was listening, and someone shared, and he told my story, or part of my story, I should say. And I always had this thing about neutrality and all of that kind of stuff because, you know, I did previously have a resentment to a vision for you. I thought it was taking away from the regular meetings, but that's neither here nor there anymore. And I pondered and I wrote on it. And I realized that God did give me food neutrality because there were things mentioned that I have let go of and never even realized it. So please just keep coming until the miracle happens. My name is Madeline, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Madeline. Good advice. Okay, Anne in Los Angeles, please share with us.
Hi, this is Annie from L.A. Thank you so much, everybody, for your share. And yeah, it's amazing how every single share just gets right to it. It's like all these things that have been hidden that no one knows about. Just gonna start crying. You guys know the secrets and suffering and there's so much resistance in me. It's like I'm really new. I've Yeah, I'm new, and it's so hard for me to share. I really appreciate people who have been calling me, and I'm going to call them back. But I'm also just overwhelmed by I have so much going on, and I'm starting to realize, like, food is the answer for me. It's like I do so much, and then I can eat, you know, and I've never been, like, really overweight. Like, that's not true. There was a period that I was, but I'm just finding myself at this point in my life, like, I'm just powerless. I really need to keep just coming back. And I know I have 24 years of sobriety in AA, and July 17th, I'll have 25. And I know what addiction is, and it's very similar to when I got sober. Like, I controlled it. I tried to control it, that I could eat like a normal person, you know. And anyways, thank you so much for being here, you guys. Oh,
thank
my number.
Thank you also, Anna. We'll be taking phone numbers. We'll be taking phone numbers at the end of the meeting, and I encourage you to leave your number again. Would love to reach out to you. Thanks so much.
Okay,
Anna.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, who else would like to comment on page 34, the first paragraph, as we look back and ending with most of them within a few weeks? Star one to unmute. We'll take a lineup.
Doreen N.
Doreen
Gina? N. This is Regina from California.
Gina or Regina?
Regina.
Regina
V.
From California. Yes. And I'm sorry, what's your
name? Haley O, New Jersey.
Was that Haley O?
Haley O, New Jersey, with a C.
Is that with a K? Kaylee O, okay.
C.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And at least one more I think we have time for.
Jordan L.
Maybe Jordan L. And I think there's time for one more after Jordan. Who was that?
Jordan B, California.
I'm sorry, one more time. I got B in California, but what's your first name again?
Joy M. B.
Oh, Joy M. B. Okay, great. That's a great lineup. Okay. Doreen N., please share with us, and you'll be followed by Rihanna in California. And if you are not Doreen, please press star 6 to unmute. I mean, star 1 to unmute. To mute. Thank you very much. Please share this, Doreen. Doreen N., did I get your name right? Star 1? Can I be heard? Am I not being heard?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great.
I can hear
okay.
you.
Yes, we hear you. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Doreen N., why don't we go to Rena, and then we'll try Doreen again. And maybe I didn't get the name right. Rena in California?
I think it's Regina.
Regina.
It's Regina.
Regina.
Yes,
it
Regina.
Is. I can't
yes.
read my own writing. Thank you, Regina.
That's okay. Hi. Yes, hi. I'm Regina from California. And I am a compulsive overeater and sugar addict. And when I first came into the food programs, it wasn't OA. It was a different one, a very strict and rigid one. And that one works for a lot of people. But I don't know why. I just had this sense in my being that it wasn't the program for me because it just wasn't sustainable. And I was miserable. And I lost tons of weight, tons. But, you know, I would, like, lose my abstinence, and then I'd be able to get back on again. So that really played with me a lot because I felt like, oh, well, you know, if I go eat cake or whatever, the next day I can get back on. And I did that a lot. But it always made me feel like I was the one in control and in power. And so I kept on losing my abstinence and never really had a lot of recovery. Well, last year I finally had it and said, I'm going to go to OA. And I left and I came to OA. But the problem was that I just felt like, well, it's a free-for-all. I can, you know, eat whatever I want and everything's a, you know, you can have everything. So I just really struggled. And I gained 40 pounds since I joined OA in August. I joined. So from August till March, I gained 40 pounds. And I started getting the diabetes symptoms again. And it scared the hell out of me, so much so that I basically surrendered. And it was a weekend where I just asked God, please help me. I really need help. And I switched sponsors. And I was so ready. You know, they say that when the student's ready, the teacher appears. Well, I was ready to do whatever my sponsor suggested, take direction. And I feel different now. You know, I've been coming to this meeting. I've been coming to some other strong meetings. And I realize that it was always my will. And I had no idea how to turn anything over to a higher power. None at all. But today when I was talking to my sponsor about step 9 and making amends, you know, I was crying. And I was so grateful that I was crying because I told her, I need to cry because I didn't touch my children when they were little. I never touched them. I wasn't an affectionate mother, and I wasn't emotionally available either. So there was no nurturing, and there was no affection. There was no hugging, nothing. And I got to cry today. I got to feel the pain because before I knew that I didn't touch them and stuff, but it never touched my heart. And today I actually cried. And I was so grateful for those tears because I, you know, it's like I need to heal because I have a lot of guilt of not being a good mother when the kids were little. And it had to do with this. It had to do with my disease of, you know, addiction of food, my crazy mind of always, you know, never wanting to eat like as a family or with. Do I still have time?
Sent a reminder.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I may have lined up more people than we have time for. If you want to take a 2-minute share, that would be great. But Callie O, you're up next, followed by Jordan L.
Hi, can you hear me? This is Callie O from New Jersey.
Yes, Callie, thank you.
Hi. Callie O from New Jersey, compulsive overeater. I really appreciate all the shares. This particular part of the big book, I'm still, this is like day 4 for me, totally and completely abstinent from all my alcoholic foods. And it's just a good reminder. I've been having a lot of like step 1, like when I picked up 4 days ago, you know, I had so many like I knew, like when they say that relapse happens, you know, a few days prior to the actual relapse or a week prior or 2 weeks prior, having that awareness now and being able to see what was happening, like I just don't get the privilege of obsessing over like things that are happening with my body without consulting professionals. I don't get to talk to people about it on the phone like a million times without consulting professionals. Like, I don't get to be like the grump or the brainstorm. Like, I just don't have the privileges. And like what was said about like letting my higher power completely and totally surrendering is what I'm doing. And like, the fact that I picked up after working the 12 steps and like really feeling freedom, and like seeing that, you know, maybe it, it's a step one and a step three problem for me. And like, I can't go out, I can't eat recreationally. And what God's put in my life since having this spiritual awakening as a result of the 12 steps, even though I've picked up, it doesn't even matter. Now knowing that it's not a person, it's not a sponsorship thing, it's not a meeting thing, it's not a message thing, it's a me thing, it's a disease thing, and I need, like, my sponsor really helps me steer my ship. Like, I need to commune with my higher power. There's no amount of me calling, like, of course I'm going to hear God through my fellows, but I just wanted to share that. Like, it's like, I just don't have a lot of privileges today, and it's a relief. So like, I just appreciate like all the shares, all the messages, all the people just coming in. You know, I know I'm not alone in this. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Jordan, now please share with us, and I'm afraid you could be the last share for today. I'm so sorry, Joy MD. I hope you get to share tomorrow. Please share with us, Jordan.
Hey, Elaine, sorry, I'm going to have to pass this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, Joy MB, and I'm sorry about that, but it worked out well for Joy. Please share with us, Joy.
Thanks so much for your service, Joy MB in California, compulsive overeater in recovery. And only because of visions, this was the first program that connected my problem to my higher power. I have lost more weight, thousands of pounds, I got to tell you. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous probably since for the last 50 years. I went into it very young. And the other thing is that I remember being an overeater when I was age 3. But the main thing here is that visions has given me my life, my hope, and my service. And the things that I remember going through were hypnotism, the thing where you walked in with the mirror and you showed yourself nude, and that was $80 a week. Then 23 years in a program in which you said, whatever you want to overeat, just, you said, blah, blah, candy, take home a 6-pound box, eat it, so you can't eat it anymore. And enough different kinds of Overeaters Anonymous meetings. Of course, the gray sheet, everyone you can name I went to, every loft, every garage in San Francisco, being lost in the parking lot in the dark because you gave service and you had to put the chairs away. I got it all. I don't want to look back. I only want to look forward with visions, because visions has given me my life. And to all of you who are here, who share with me, who set up these programs and these meetings, I mean, God bless. Thank you so much. And with that, I will pass. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Like, I'm getting an echo. Somebody may be unmuted. Okay. So we'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Donna P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive.
Hi, Bella. Go walk, please.
Donna P. Okay. Anne S.C.H. I'm not hearing.
Dana.
Dana. Okay. Dana, please go ahead.
My apologies. I think I was unmuted and then I got muted. My apologies. It's Dana P. I am in California, recovered from compulsive overeating and vomit mania. So grateful to be here and all the newcomers on the line. It's really grateful. Page 164, chapter 11, A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great thought for us. abandon yourself to God, if you understand that, and make your thoughts presenting to your fellow. Clear away the wreckage of your past, the failures that you find, and join us. We should be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and we will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happiness. May God bless you and keep you until then.